Please be seated. Jesus, Master, have mercy upon us. That's a good prayer to know. The story of the 10 lepers is really a story about life and death. It is really a story about our lives, our deaths, and about the choices we have and the ones we have made. It's a simple story, very familiar, but it is easy to miss what is really going on. 10 lepers meet Jesus. They stood at a distance from him, as was required by the law, and shouted for mercy. Doubtless they had said the same thing many times to every passing rabbi, to every hustler and holy man with a reputation for healing who had wandered within earshot. A simple prayer. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. A good prayer, a very good prayer. Jesus granted them mercy. He just did. No reason is given or needed. Jesus heard their prayer and showed them mercy. He gave them their lives back. He told them to present themselves to the priests because the priests were the ones who certified that the lepers were cured and could rejoin the world. They had nothing to lose and everything to gain. So off they went toward the city and toward the priests. And as they went, their leprosy went away. They were cured. Jesus stood there and watched. He gave them their lives, and he put no conditions on the gift. And he just stood there and watched and waited. And 9 of the 10 just kept going. I know of no clearer picture of what our culture is like today and of what our lives are mostly like than the picture of Jesus standing there, watching those 9 people running just as fast as they can run. He just watched them get smaller and smaller the farther away they got. They weren't ungrateful. There is no way anyone could have such a thing happen to them and not be grateful. Those 9 who showed Jesus their backs were thrilled, ecstatic, and generally tickled pink, I'm sure. It is easy to imagine them happy, laughing, making plans, feeling just wonderful, and running just as fast as they could away from Jesus in a big hurry to get on with things. I'm quite sure that if someone had asked, they might have slowed down long enough to say that God was really swell to do this, and that Jesus was just the most wonderful person in the whole world. But it would have been hard to catch them. There was so much to do, so little time. No, the issue isn't gratitude. The issue isn't feeling good about Jesus or anything like that. The issue is that those who had received so much were running so hard in the wrong direction. They were so full of what they had received of their gift that there was just no room for the giver, the source of the gift. They weren't ungrateful. They were just busy. That's all. They were just terribly busy. Sound familiar? It's often been said that Jesus always wants to give us gifts, all kinds of gifts. But our hands are always too full. There we are. There is our world. There is our life. It's impossible not to see ourselves. It's impossible not to ask questions. What direction are we running? What are we running toward? What are we running away from? How often do we stop or even slow down long enough to pay some attention, not only to our gifts, not only to all we have and all we have to do, but also to the source, the giver, the source of it all? Are we so busy running, so busy using what we have, that we can see no farther? Do we fail to give of ourselves? This is a wonderful passage to enter slowly into stewardship time. There are a couple of things going on in our passage that reflects on stewardship. Ever so slightly, not directly. We have the one out of the 10 lepers who returns to say thanks. 1 out of 10 is 10%, the standard tithe. We have the one giving thanks to God for the healing. And stewardship is one of many ways that we give thanks back to God. And just as Jesus proclaimed to the one leper who returned, "Your faith has made you well," in faithful giving, we are freed from all the things of this world and made free to live freely. And I want to share and close with a powerful story about a friend of mine in Suwannee who is a stewardship consultant. He is up there in years, but he is full of energy and always on fire for God. He has been a priest for over 50 years. And here is his story. He shares, "There is always an ongoing struggle with the incredible abundance that I have been given, and how do I handle that? What do I do with it?" The question that each of us as Christian stewards should be asking is, what is God going to ask me to share tomorrow? And I can guarantee you it's not necessarily going to be everything that I want to share. And he shared his struggle with his own abundance. And when I heard this story many years ago, tears welled up in me because I realized at the time, and probably still, that I could not do what he and his wife Doris do. In his words, here is what he decided to do. "Years ago, we started letting friends come to our house to pick out their wedding gift. They could walk around our home and pick anything that they wanted. Yes, being that generous and vulnerable cost us one of our favorite paintings and a couple wonderful pieces of pottery. But the joy that comes from sharing something that will continue to give joy and demonstrate generosity is incomparable. When we rejoice in the abundance of God's gift, just like the one leper, we are called to respond generously. And the Eucharist reflects this understanding. Just as either Bob or myself take the bread, bless it, and break it, so Christ takes our lives, blesses our lives, breaks our lives, so they can be given away to generously transform the world for Jesus Christ.